Welcome back to Around the Walker's Table. In the month of May here, we've been taking a little bit of a mini-series looking at various components of Bibles, the translations of Bible to help you at home improve your reading and study of the Bible. And in this episode, we are looking at what's between the covers of the Bible. What's in between there, the components that are there. So Pastor Christina, why don't you share what's between the covers of a Bible?
Okay. So there's a lot of times the question that gets asked to me is, what am I supposed to be reading? Because you say, read this and give me a name of a book and then the chapter and verse. And I read that. And a few of you may have a Bible like this or our pew Bibles that have just scripture, maybe some concordance dictionary at the end, or just a table of contents at the beginning. But other than that, it is just scripture. But a lot of us have what's called a study Bible. And a study Bible, a lot of times there's a few formats, but a lot of times has a line partway down the page, and everything under the line or above the line, you can check in the front of yours, which it's going to be, is commentary. So there's study notes that are right alongside scripture. And so it's labeled with the same verse numbers as your verses, but it's not actual scripture. So that whole bottom section of this Bible is not scripture. It is commentary to help you study, as well as there might be things like pictures or graphs, or the deeper you get in, instead of just having a dictionary or concordance in the back, you get maps and some other things that are really tools to help understand scripture, but they're not scripture. It's really stuff that you might find in a study book, but it's in the convenient package of a Bible. And these Bibles with this format typically say on the spine or on the cover with the translation study. And so this is the CEB study Bible. And so it has all those study materials. Another thing you might find is a parallel Bible. And a parallel Bible has more than one translation. And so like a study Bible that's divided and the page in half, the page is divided in half here, but vertically instead of horizontally, and instead of study notes, it's a different translation. And so to read a story concisely in the same translation, or to read a passage in the same translation, you stay in the right column or you go to the left column. And
that's our cat coming in. Oh, let me get Ski here. Oh, come here, Ski.
And he is trying to help you find that in your Bible. And so those typically will have a heading of which is which translation. Parallel Bibles, they can also be, so that typically is just two translations. There's also versions with four translations. So it has those same four columns, but each column across the page when it's open is a different translation. And so you actually have to turn the page to stay in the same translation. And there's an older parallel that I don't know if it's still in print. I know some of you do still have it at home, though, that has eight translations in the same Bible. One of my grandpas had a Bible like that, and it's really helpful when you're really curious of, that doesn't quite make sense to me in the translation I normally read. And so you can read that same verse or same paragraph or passage across a few translations without having to have multiple Bibles open. Another type of Bible is a companion Bible or a devotional Bible. And these Bibles, either in the front section or the back section. If you have the United Methodist Women's Bible, it's in the back section. So part of the Bible is the Bible, is scripture. And then the other part is reading plans and prayers, and ways to engage scripture. So instead of study notes that take you deeper, these are prompts for your personal devotion. And so there's, this has week 20, day one, day two. These are, there's a multiple week plan. There's a multiple year plan. There's a few different reading plans, really intentionally guiding you through the Bible. So when you're in a situation when you don't have direct access to a devotional book to guide you, or you have that plan on your phone, or you downloaded it and or it's on a bookmark and you keep losing it, this type of format of Bible keeps that information in under the same cover as the scripture you're reading. And this one, and some do and some don't, but this one has bookmarks, that ribbon bookmark. It actually has two. So you can keep one in the front where the study material is, and then have the other where you're reading in the Bible. So when you do a like through the Bible plan, there's some prompts and things in the Bible that you can read. So that's a very quick overview. There's many more formats that you can buy a Bible in or find a Bible in, but those are some of the most common. And yours may be a little bit different, but probably fits in one of those categories. And so it's either going to be just scripture. It's going to have study helps that are a little bit more academic or commentary, or it might have devotional helps or multiple translations. So you see that breadth of scripture within the one cover.
All right. Well, thank you, Pastor Christina, for sharing all that. Well, now that we're end of our time, let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we give thanks for all the ways in which we can learn and study. Lord, we're thankful for all those who have worked to bring us scripture, who have worked to give us tools and resources to help us learn and grow. Lord, may we use all these tools to help us grow in our faith and grow in our understanding of you as we grow in our faith that impacts us daily. We pray all these things in your Son's holy name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for joining us in this little mini series, learning about how to engage better with that Bible you have at home.